Hello and welcome to episode 110. This week I'll be continuing my occasional series covering the Culture series of science fiction books by Ian M. Banks. When we last checked in with the Culture for Use of Weapons, we followed closely an elite agent with a troublingly dark background. Accession, published in 1996, is a very different prospect, which takes a radically different narrative approach. This time, the emphasis is on the Culture's minds, superintelligent AIs with sharply contrasting ideas about how to deal with what Banks calls an outside context problem, or OCP. To catch up with my coverage of the Culture series, be sure to listen back to episodes 90, 93, 99, and 105. Following the publication of Use of Weapons in 1990, Ian M. Banks took a break from his Culture setting. Over the next several years, he published three so-called mainstream novels, and also Fearsome Engine in 1994, a standalone science fiction book which won the BSFA Award for Best Novel. Banks returned to his post-scarcity setting with Accession in 1996, which secured Banks his second BSFA Award within 3 years. Today, Accession remains one of the most popular entries in the series, and some consider it to be the best. The novel takes its title from a designation given by the Culture to a strange, vast artifact which suddenly appears on the edge of known space. The Accession is a black body sphere over 50 kilometers across, which appears able to exert previously unseen influence on nearby space. Its emergence draws in two separate Culture factions, an ex-Culture splinter group, a militaristic empire known as the Affront, and a handful of humans. The novel allows Banks to explore how the Culture responds to an issue outside their previous experience, what he calls an outside context problem. While Accession is very much a Culture novel, and is suffused with Banks' familiar techniques and preoccupations, it breaks new ground for the series. All three of his previous Culture books had focused mainly on one specific individual. Instead, Accession takes a widescreen, ensemble approach. Strikingly, its few human characters play a secondary role. The main players are numerous minds, the superintelligent AIs which oversee the Culture and its splinter factions. Minds had played a significant role in the previous novels. For example, an attempt to capture a stranded mind is a key plot thread in the first Culture book, Consider Phlebas. Here, they take centre stage. In particular, the novel follows the various minds which form part of a loose club called the Interesting Times Gang, or ITG. The ITG is made up of minds which take an interest in strange happenings in Culture space. They become split over both the emergence of the Accession and the increasing aggression of the Affront. The response to these two linked threats is the driving force of the story. The frequently shifting perspectives used in Accession allow Banks to explore the Culture more thoroughly than ever before. The novel allows an insight into the workings of minds by detailing their communications, which range from terse to witty. Their diverse personalities are explored at length, from the officious machine which takes on the role of incident coordinator, to the subversive mindship Grey Area, which routinely commits a Culture faux pas by exploring the brains of sentient beings. At times, though, it can be difficult to tell one mind from another. Accession has no equivalent of the strong central human characters from earlier books, like Jinal Marat Gerge from The Player of Games, or Sharadanin Zakalwe from Use of Weapons. However, two humans do play a significant role in the story. Gunnar Hofewin is a reckless, confident playboy, a contact agent who serves as an ambassador to the Affront. Dajail Gelian lives in seclusion aboard the ship Sleeper Service, which the Culture at large regards as an eccentric. Dajail has been in a state of suspended pregnancy for 40 years, for reasons best known to herself. Some of the novel's most memorable sections focus on these characters. A humorous episode early on in Accession deals with Gunnar Hofewin attending an Affront dinner party. The affront are large, floating, tentacle aliens with an incredibly aggressive, violent, and cruel culture. Even at the dinner table, they use miniature harpoons to try to steal food from the plates of their friends and rivals. Gnarrhofuan can only survive in their habitats by using a marvel of culture tech. This is a gel suit which protects him from their hostile environment, not to mention their brutal, full-contact sports. While the perspective-hopping approach of Accession is one of its biggest strengths, it's also arguably a weakness. At times the novel can be confusing, especially when its very large cast of oddly named minds is the focus. At times, the novel has an unfortunately diffuse or scattered feeling. No one character or even plot thread is followed at length, and the book has little in the way of a coherent through line to tie it together. This approach means that certain elements that should be key to the plot can appear somewhat flimsy. For example, the affront are supposed to be so cruel, uncivilized, and expansionist that their existence would be a prime factor motivating the actions of numerous minds. However, Blanks never really sells the affront as an antagonistic force in the same way he did with the Empire of Azad in The Player of Games. The aliens appear too little, and their belligerence is only ever hinted at, never shown. Some may also feel that the final revelations about the Accession itself are a little underwhelming. Accession is a sprawling, genuinely epic science fiction novel, which is a cut above much of the genre. As a culture novel, though, it arguably struggles to reach the heights of its predecessors. The scattered focus robs the plot of some of its momentum, and prevents Banks from really bringing home some of his themes. This is one case where Banks' formal experimentation did not necessarily deliver on its potential. In general, though, Accession is another stirring entry in a justly beloved series. Fans of Banks' elaborate ship names, outlandish characters, and schemes within schemes will find much to enjoy in this huge-scale tale of an outside context problem. Thanks for listening to this episode. You can find more of my writing in text and audio form at my site andyjohnson.xyz. You can also find me on Twitter at andyjohnsonuk, and you can support me at patreon.com/andyjohnson. Catch you next time.